Okay, we're joined by Steve Smith. He's a president of Robert Ferguson Observatory, Sugarloaf Ridge State Park, and Lauren Stokes, who is a Stanford PhD in optics and head solar docent at RFO. And I'm glad you guys are here because I admitted just a little while ago on the radio that I feel bad, but I don't know what my problem is, but I did not really understand the magnitude of the solar eclipse that's happening on Monday. I really didn't. So thanks for being here. I want to first ask you guys about just sort of maybe if you can explain what we are to expect on Monday when the solar eclipse is happening and just roughly like the time and because it's not total, it's not 100% eclipsed here, right, in Santa Rosa or Sonoma County.
Right, it's 82%.
Oh, 82, that's higher than I thought it was going to be. So during that time, what do you anticipate happening?
Well, assuming it's clear, and that's a big if, because it is about 10:15 Monday morning, the shadows will be crisper because the sun is more of a point source and, not an extended source. It should be dim but not dark. The sky will still be blue. Birds will still be chirping.
Okay.
But it should look different, especially if it's clear.
Somebody was saying that they heard that animals would be freaking out, but if it's not going to be that dark, I guess they won't.
In the path of totality, animal behavior does change.
Really?
They think it's time to go to bed.
Oh, wow.
And so we recently received a little story of someone who saw a total eclipse in the U.S. quite some time ago in the 1930s, I believe it was. And the eclipse happened, and then all the animals went quiet, and then 2 minutes later got light again, and the rooster started crowing again, and everything woke
crazy. And they don't, I mean, they're animals, and they're not processing. It's only been 3 hours since we've been up, and now, you know, it's just they base the light on their reactions.
Yeah, all they're doing is reading the light. But in mankind's history, you can imagine back in the day, thousands and thousands of years ago, when a solar eclipse happened, that must have really freaked people out because they had no idea what was going on.
So Courthouse Square, there's going to be a public viewing on Monday. Our sister station, KSRO, is broadcasting out there. It's going to be going on from 9 to 11:30. You're going to have safe solar scopes out there? What exactly does that mean?
Well, we will have two types of solar scopes. One is called a hydrogen alpha scope that has a red filter that lets us see the atmosphere of the sun and prominences, those beautiful red arches that stick out from the edge. And then we'll have a neutral density telescope that lets us see a neutral image of the sun. The sun will look white and we'll see sunspots. And there is a nice big sunspot group that's rotating into view.
Wow. Okay. So Shutterbug camera stores have been providing safe viewing glasses, but they were while supplies last, right?
Supplies haven't lasted.
No, I
know.
They're
actually out already.
Yeah, they're out. Yeah, exactly.
But we'll be bringing a couple hundred.
Okay,
and
cool.
And we'll also have a couple hundred up at RFO because RFO will be open in the morning too.
Oh, nice. Okay, great. Speaking to the safety aspect of it, the glasses are important. You know, the viewing scopes are important. Can you explain why it's important? Why people shouldn't just be looking straight up at this solar eclipse?
Yeah, even when the sun is 82% covered by the moon, or for that matter, 99.9% covered by the sun, the sunlight that does show through is just as bright on our retina as if the sun was completely clear. So the intensity on the back of your retina is the same, even if just a little sliver of sun is there. I recently listened to an interview by a retired eye doctor who examined a young boy after a partial eclipse, and the boy had crescent-shaped burn marks on the back of his retina.
Wow. It's just because it's getting darker, just because, you know, the eclipse is happening, that doesn't save your eyes. It's just like looking at the sun if it was just a regular day. You don't want to be doing that.
Right, absolutely. You don't want to be doing that, and please don't think that you can wear sunglasses. That's the wrong kind of filter. Even if you stack 20 Ray-Bans on your face.
Yeah, not good enough.
Not going to help you.
No.
Our eclipse viewers actually only transmit a little bit less than 0.001% of light.
Wow.
Whereas sunglasses are on the order of 10%.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's a factor of thousands.
So again, there's going to be a Courthouse Square public viewing of the eclipse with all the safety precautions. and you said that the Robert Ferguson Observatory also will be open, Sugarloaf.
Both events, 8 a.m. till noon.
Fantastic. Well, Steve Smith, Lauren Stokes, thanks for being on the river, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.